Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 26, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Plum launches Plum Interest. Plum, a smart money app, has launched Plum Interest, a product aimed at allowing customers to benefit more directly from higher central bank rates and to boost returns on cash. Standard Chartered partners with Starfish Digital. International banking group Standard Chartered has announced a partnership with Singapore-based fintech Starfish Digital to support demand for real-time cash management data. TCSB ANCS partners with Standard Bank. Tata Consultancy Services has expanded its partnership with the Standard Bank Group in order to provide improved solution levels across 15 markets in Africa. Funding Societies raises $27 MLN to support SMEs in Southeast Asia. Singapore-based digital finance platform Funding Societies has secured $27 million in debt funding to bridge the credit gap for SMEs in Southeast Asia. Greenemy partners with Microsoft. Belgium-based company Greenemy has announced its partnership with Microsoft to provide ESG data and RegTech services to corporate clients and financial institutions. Branca's partners with Consentis to launch Boss Platform. Open finance company Branca's has partnered with SaaS tech provider Consentis to offer centralized technology infrastructure and banking as a service, Boss, solutions to expedite open finance. Endoxa launches position reporting utility supported by Droit. Endoxa, a consortium of 5 banks including Barclays, BNP Paribas, Goldman Sachs, and HSBC, have set to develop a position reporting utility with Droit as their tech provider. Tonic partners with Finastra. Singapore-based digital bank Tonic has announced its partnership with Finastra in order to improve its end-to-end core banking capabilities with Finastra Essence. XYB partners with Google Cloud for generative AI. Coreless banking platform provider XYB, a subsidiary of fintech Moniz, has announced a partnership with Google Cloud to bring generative AI to its platform. CentaGlobe, Zimpler to improve cross-border payment solutions. Sweden-based distributed ledger technology, DLT, cross-border payment solutions provider CentaGlobe has partnered with fintech company Zimpler. Flexpoint announces its public launch. Payment automation platform provider Flexpoint has announced its launch with Great America Financial Services along with an initial round of funding. MangoPay, VTEX to facilitate digital transactions for businesses. Platform-specific payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has partnered with global enterprise digital commerce platform VTEX. Cash-free payments launches One Escrow. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-free Payments has launched its One Escrow platform, a modular escrow solution that ensures trust and transparency in financial dealings. Payblox launches a merchant account platform. Fintech startup Payblox has launched a merchant account platform aimed to facilitate access to payment processing solutions. BigCommerce launches B2B Edition Invoice Portal. BigCommerce has launched its B2B Edition Invoice Portal to modernize the invoice payment process for B2B suppliers, manufacturers, distributors, and wholesalers. Shift4 partners with GiveLively. U.S.-based integrated payment processing solutions company Shift4 has partnered with GiveLively in order to offer fundraising services to nonprofit organizations. Protocol Labs and Consensus partner to help blockchain ventures. Protocol Labs and Consensus have joined forces to provide support to leading blockchain ventures. iStudio and Tripla enable payments with crypto for Apple products. Singapore-based Apple premium reseller iStudio has partnered with crypto payment gateway Tripla to enable the former's customers to pay with crypto for Apple products. Rocket Fuel joins forces with Avec Pay. Rocket Fuel, a global provider of payment solutions, has partnered with Avec Pay, a payment and e-commerce solution provider for merchants, to bring crypto payments to Latin America. Solaris struggles to raise funds to meet major credit card contract, featuring German banking as a service outfit Solaris is struggling to raise fund to execute on a major credit card contract with Munich-based motor association ADAC, the FT reports. Standard Chartered to deliver API-led real-time data for cash management. Starfish Digital, a Singapore-headquartered fintech platform, and Standard Chartered, a leading international banking group, today announced a strategic partnership to introduce a multibank connectivity service to support the bank's corporate clients in establishing speedy and seamless connectivity between their systems and multiple banking relationships. Visa establishes new base in Egypto. Visa, the world's digital payments leader, has officially inaugurated its new office in Egypt. Visa's expanded on-ground presence in Egypt is a testament to its commitment to supporting the company's financial institution and merchant clients, local government partners, investments, and local communities as part of continued efforts to drive digitization of the payments landscape. Plum tracks central bank base rate for new savings product. Plum, the smart money app, has launched a new Plum Interest product, allowing customers to benefit more quickly and directly from higher central bank rates. Paymentology and Toily introduce Apple Pay for Colombian SMEs. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, today announces its partnership with Toily, the new Colombian fintech that revolutionizes expense management for small and medium-sized enterprises, SMBs, which has now enabled Apple Pay for its business customers. Standard Bank selects TCS for custody consolidation project. Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, BSE, 532,540, NSE, TCS, expanded its partnership with the Standard Bank Group, SBG, the largest custodian in Africa, to centralize and standardize its custody and securities settlement operations in over 15 markets with the TCS BANCS Global Securities Processing Platform. Worldline establishes dedicated consulting services for e-commerce customers. Worldline, your OneNext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, is introducing a dedicated consultancy service for its global e-commerce customers. Flutterwave cultivates technology talent pipeline in Nigeria with Capgemini support. Flutterwave, Africa's leading payments technology company, today announced its plan to launch an inaugural engineering mobility program in India with the support of Capgemini, a global leader in business and technology transformation services. Zimpler and Centiglobe combine instant A2A payouts with blockchain-based payment rails. Zimpler, a fintech company providing seamless and secure account-to-account payment solutions, and Centiglobe, a front-runner empowering smart DLT, distributed ledger technology, cross-border payments, are entering a partnership to enable companies to innovate their cross-border payments capabilities to become predictable, instant, automated, and secure globally. Primer rolls out AI tool to boost merchant revenue by improving payment success. Primer, the unified infrastructure for global payments and commerce, has announced the launch of Uplift AI, a first-of-its-kind AI payments tool designed to empower online merchants to predict, optimize and deliver the highest possible authorization rate across all global processors to drive revenue growth. Beaks Analytics gets a major update with version 11.1. Beaks Group, a leading managed cloud computing and analytics provider for the global financial markets, is pleased to announce the release of version 11.1 of the analytics powered by Beaks product line. FCA bemoans lax response to new crypto promotion rules. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority has fired off a warning to unregistered overseas crypto set firms, threatening fines and imprisonment for those who fail to comply with new rules for financial promotions. Mitigation of P2P fraud begins with education. Zelle has laid the groundwork for what could be the massive P2P wave that has taken consumers and financial institutions by storm. TrueLayer publishes recommendations for a single European payment method. TrueLayer has published new recommendations for the EU to deliver a European payment method based on open banking and instant payments, in a newly released report. Up launches e-commerce gateway services. Nigeria-based Unified Payments, Up, has launched its e-commerce gateway services built on Compass Plus Technologies platform. Worldline introduces consulting services. Worldline, a global payments services provider, has introduced a dedicated consultancy service for its e-commerce customers. Paymentology, Toily launch Apple Pay for SMB credit cards in Colombia. Global issuer processor Paymentology has announced a partnership with Colombia-based fintech Toily to enable Apple Pay for its business customers. Bokumai to operate as a non-bank merchant acquirer. Provider of mobile payment solutions Boku has received authorization for its Malaysian entity to operate as a non-bank merchant acquirer. Ideal partners within 3. Ideal has partnered with Netherlands-based fintech In3 to launch a pilot where clients will be enabled to pay in 3 installments by using Ideal's payment methods. Bank ABC leverages JP Morgan's coin systems for blockchain payments. Bahrain-based bank ABC has leveraged JP. MUFG and Binance Japan explore stablecoin issuance using Progmat platform. MUFG and Binance Japan have began a joint study for the issuance of a new stablecoin pegged to fiat currencies, utilizing the Progmat Coin platform. Payments comparison website for merchants goes live. A new, industry-first comparison website has launched to provide increased transparency for merchants when choosing a payment provider. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.